must be pretty good if I'm the one that's picked out. That might be a way we would think of as a possible response. But of course, she responds in obedience, and she responds, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. I am the servant of God." And therefore, the story of the Annunciation, in fact, sometimes images are called this, it's the Virgin of Humility. And of course, humility is the virtue that is opposite the sin of pride. Now, as it turns out, all three of these stories are examples of humility. But one of the things I want to point out is that in each of the seven terraces on the seven-story mountain, not always with sculpture, to be sure, but in some way, the souls are going to be given positive examples of the virtue that's opposite the vice being purged. Well, they will vary from level to level, except that in every level, Mary is an example of the virtues. She is the example, therefore, of all seven of the virtues that are opposite the vices being purged.
Dante also has one other technique that he's sort of consistent with in his presentation, and that is that examples will come from the biblical tradition and from the classical tradition. We'll have both together in each of the terraces.
And so, in fact, the other two stories that we have on this terrace of pride, one of them is an Old Testament story. It's a story of King David dancing before the ark as the ark is taken to its permanent resting place in Jerusalem. And the other is the story of the Emperor Trajan, who basically interrupts this great big military campaign that he's about to go off on in order to satisfy a matter of justice involving a poor widow. And so we have a Roman emperor, an Old Testament king, and the Virgin Mary from the New Testament, all providing us with examples of the virtue of humility.
One of the things that's quite interesting, of course, is that Dante, the poet, has the job of trying to describe this art. What does it look like? How do you talk about one medium using another? How do you talk about visual images using words? And he does this by a series of interesting comparisons. First of all, he says, this is pretty good stuff. And no wonder of it, of course, because the obvious answer to who's the sculptor here is God. Okay, and God, it turns out, does pretty good work. The image that he uses here, standing there before we took a step, I realized that all the inner cliff, which rising sheer offered no means to climb, was pure white marble. On its flawless face were carvings that would surely put to shame not only Polycletus, but nature too. Right, so this was better than, and they use an example of one of the most important of the Greek sculptures. Again, remember, the Greeks sort of had the reputation for being the best at that kind of thing. It was better than nature. Now, that creates a kind of interesting paradox. We could, I suppose, fudge it a little bit by saying this is Dante's way of saying that it was really good, but in fact I think he wants us to take this with a certain amount of precision. I think that what he's saying is that it turns out that this paradox and seeming impossibility of, you know, doing something that was more real than nature makes sense if you realize that God is the author of the book of nature, and in purgatory God is outdoing that book, at least in terms of its realism. Okay, so that he's saying, in a way, this is something that was, because of its placement, because of where it is, something that goes beyond nature as we see it back down on Earth. He continues by saying, how do we know that? When we look at something, what's going to tell us that this was, in a way, more real than nature? What was so interesting is that when you looked at this portrait of the Annunciation, you could not tell that it wasn't speaking. Right? In other words, something that we think of as impossible in a visual sense turns out to be almost happening here. It seemed as though it was actually speaking. It seemed as though you could hear the words, and in particular the words of Mary, her response when the angel says, guess what, you're going to be the mother of the Messiah. She says, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Well, you could hear that, or at least it seemed as though you could hear that. The outlines of her image carved the words as clearly cut as is the imprint of a seal of wax. you would swore, I'm sorry, you would have sworn, Dante's actually better than that, that he was saying, Ave, for she who turned the key open for us the highest love was also figured.